This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 34, just trying to squeak in under the wire. It's going to be fairly short. I mean, since we're doing these daily things, it's going to be fairly short most of the time, but this is going to be in particular fairly short today. I am indeed just trying to squeeze in under the wire. It's like 10:25 p.m. when I'm recording this, and we're trying to do these things daily, and I don't really want to cheat, you know, put it up too late. If I get it up a little late, I'm not too worried about it, but I definitely wanted to get it done today. But I'm traveling today. I'm a member of a multi-state family currently. I just recently got married, and my wife lives in North Carolina, and I live in Georgia. So I have an apartment in Georgia. That's where my job is, but I work in IT. I can work from anywhere, so it's not a super big deal. And we're not in the office all the time. So not a problem. Everybody knows I'm up here all the time anyway. But today was the day to drive back to North Carolina, which is about 4.5 hours. So I've been driving all evening, and I was like, well, do I really want to? I'm pretty close. I probably could have waited and knocked it out once I got there. But I decided I wanted to go ahead and at least get it recorded. Couple things from yesterday, or notes about the process, because that's some of the navel gazing that we're doing. Like I said, Alphonic, the app, the Android app, is pretty darn cool. I really liked using it. The workflow stuff with it yesterday, very slick. Got all the metadata in. Looked like I got everything correct on the podcast metadata. I'm gonna have to go back and double check that, but I forgot to do that last night. But looked like it's correct. It's in the feed correctly and everything. So that was good. And it is just simple to use. Very nice. Really like it. The rest of my process, though, is getting some updating. My feed has historically been on Blip TV. And I went and checked my old podcast feed for the first 32 episodes. They are indeed still on Blip, but I can no longer upload things to Blip. The old Blip experience, I talked a little bit about Blip yesterday, and it is definitely more of a show, curated show type thing now. And I remember when they made some changes, I'm going to have to go back and see if I can find the post, because there was a point in time where I was afraid that I wasn't going to be able to post my MP3s there anymore when they changed something and they really started focusing on shows, like not only video content, but things you would almost consider a show, you know, multi-episodic type stuff. And I made a comment, actually, I think in their forums, it's probably disappeared, but I'm going to go back and see if I can find it, because I made a comment in their forums worrying about whether or not I was going to be able to use it, and one of the founders, if I remember correctly, was like, no, we always intend for people like you to be able to use the service. Well, I mean, again, they always change their mind, but those fuckers change their mind, because you have to upload a video now. So after I finished the podcast and used super cool Alphonic to get everything set up and ready to go, boom, all of a sudden, I have nowhere to put it. So for now, I don't have a podcast file. So I had to go found a little tool to help me build a podcast file. I mean, you know, it's just XML, but you know, there's a particular format for it. So I found a little online web form that would help me generate it. I'm maintaining it by hand. Because now that I know the format, it's easy enough to add the new one. So I'm updating it by hand, and right now I'm just storing the files on my server. I've got I use Linode, Linode VPS for Kenzoid.com, and tons of bandwidth. I typically use about 1% of my allotted bandwidth per month. I realize that the dog days of podcasting thing is fun, and I'm going to have, you know, 30 episodes up there pretty soon, but I still don't think that I'm gonna hit anywhere near my bandwidth allotment unless I become incredibly popular, which I don't see happening. So for now, I'm gonna follow the format that I'm using. I'm just gonna keep them on my server, and I'm going to do the podcast list by hand, because I don't want to risk screwing things up right in the middle of, you know, trying to go with Libsyn or some other hosting service or something, you know, a week or two from now, and then screw everything up again and be right in the middle of this thing. So I'm not going there. So I'm just going to do it the old-fashioned way for this month, and then we'll figure things out after DragonCon. So, I knew I had talked about this. I actually put that in the show notes, an update to the show notes last night. I knew I had talked about it somewhere before, and talked about it a little bit on Google+. But anyway, that's my my big news for the second day of the podcast, is that we're definitely jumping tracks on our processing, but all's good. Everything seems to be working. So we're cranking along, and much like Dave Slusher is doing now, this is a car episode. So I'll be interested to see how the Allphonic cleanup manages to handle this stuff, which I assume it'll be fine because it really does do a great job. Not too much else going on. Like I said, I didn't pull out my notes. Tomorrow should be a better thing. At some point, I'm going to reduce the number of ums and ahs in this, I'm sure. It's been, like I said, it's been over 4 years since I did this. I was never an awesome podcaster anyway. So we're just working on format now and moving along, and picking up our foot, putting another foot forward, and each day is going to be a little bit better, hopefully. So I think, let's see, 6 minutes, 41 seconds, so we're about the length we were last night, and I think I will shut her off for now. I'm getting close to home, and we'll talk again tomorrow, and I'll have some notes, and we'll talk about something fun. Talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye-bye. Oh, not bye-bye. First. Anyway, I'm not even going to edit it. What the heck. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. We're Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported. Kenzoid.com. Email address kkennedy@kenzoid.com. And I'll put my Google+ profile in the show notes. My Twitter handle is Kenzoid. Pretty much online, I either use Kenzoid or kkennedy everywhere. And I think that's about it. So we can say goodbye now. Anyway, have a good evening. See ya.